This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted AI's transformative impact, calling it a defining force that is writing the code for humanity in this century. Co-chairing the AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, Prime Minister Modi emphasized the need for global cooperation to ensure AI benefits all of humanity.
AI is already reshaping our polity, our economy, our security, and even our society. AI is writing the code for humanity in this century. But it is very different from other technology milestones in human history. AI is developing at an unprecedented scale and speed and being adopted and deployed even faster.
Mr. Modi also called for making the global partnership for AI more inclusive, ensuring that the Global South's priorities and concerns are addressed. Showcasing India's leadership in AI adoption, the Prime Minister spoke about India's digital public infrastructure, which has modernized governance and transformed lives of 1.4 billion people at minimal cost. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to developing AI for the public good, with a strong focus on inclusivity. He underscored AI's potential to improve millions of lives. Prime Minister Modi lauded the decision to establish the AI Foundation and the Council for Sustainable AI, congratulating the French president for leading these efforts. He assured India's full support in advancing responsible and inclusive AI governance. In a major announcement, the Prime Minister said, India is ready to host the next AI Action Summit. The AI Action Summit in Paris concluded with the adoption of the leader's statement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that the role of business between India and France is expanding as the bilateral relationship matures. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 14th India-France CEO Forum in Paris this evening, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted that India and France are two nations with a tradition of independent mindsets. Dr. Jayashankar remarked that India and France are moving from a buyer-seller phase towards deeper collaboration. He added that Make in India has opened up new possibilities. President Draupadi Murmu has said that today India has a leading position in the world in terms of education, research, healthcare, and manufacturing of medicines in the Unani system. Inaugurating the two-day international conference on Unani Day in New Delhi this evening, the president said, today the Unani system of medicine is not used as much in Yunnan, that is Greece, and the countries of Central Asia, as it is used in India. She expressed happiness that researchers and practitioners associated with the Unani system are adopting useful aspects of modern methods and technology. Union Minister for Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav said, the government remains committed to advancing the development of Unani medicine and other Indian systems of medicines, ensuring that they contribute meaningfully to public welfare and the overall health of the global community. Secretary in Ministry of Ayush, Vaidya Rajesh Kotecha said, the Ayush sector market, which was $2.85 billion in 2014, has gone up to $23 billion in 2024. Every year, the 11th of February marks Unani Day, celebrating the birth anniversary of eminent Unani physician, educator, and freedom fighter, Hakim Ajmal Khan. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Lok Sabha asserted that the government is focusing on bringing prosperity to the villages along with making agriculture, MSMEs, investment and exports the growth engines. She said that in the Union Budget 2025-26, emphasis has been laid on increasing agricultural production in the 100 most backward districts in the country. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Bhagwat Karat of the BJP said the fiscal deficit was brought down by 0.4% due to proactive measures taken by the government. And India's most accomplished QS, Pankaj Advani, has once again demonstrated his acumen by securing his 36th overall national title at Indian Snooker Championship. And that is the end of this news bulletin.